I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Glenn, the security officer, about securing the dead.
With this building, and you said you had a coworker who went out and talked to the church about the situation there. Aside from that, has anyone that you're aware of prior to you being there, while you're there, ever tried to do anything to eradicate the activity in this building? Because it sounds extremely widespread and must be very difficult for someone who is trying to run the building or keep tenants happy to do so when things are constantly kind of, you know, at a disarray in terms of the energy of the building.
My partner, I think him and another guy went downstairs, another old employee. They went downstairs and they said they, since they ain't seen nothing, they were going to try to ramp it up. And I said, you guys don't want to do that because, you know, they were on second, we were on third. I said, it's not you guys that's going to experience this shit. It's going to be us. And he goes, as soon as 12 o'clock hits, which is considered witching hour, I said, we're going to get this shit and we're going to get hard. I said, just please don't. And they said, oh, man, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. And then they go downstairs and later that night, again, at 12 o'clock, almost every damn door before the place even opened up on the second floor literally opened and closed. And we went down there, and sure enough, we go down there and see a door open and get ready to close, and the damn thing was closed right in our face. And I told him, I said, you guys are not allowed to do this shit no more. Because to me, I think they're just doing to piss them off, and I think that's what they did that night, because we had a lot of shit happen tonight. We've had the call where the lady told us, hey, you know, there's somebody's knocking on my door. We go up there, stand around, you know, wait. Nobody knocked on the door. We even stood inside the apartment. Nobody knocked on the door. But as soon as we start in the corner and we look back real quick, sure enough, there'd be somebody standing there knocking on her door. We couldn't see who was standing there, but we heard them knock, and that knock was really loud. And it's just, we had the doors opening and closing on the second floor before he was even open to the public. The only people that could go down there was construction, security, or the office. And we'd go down there just to do our rounds and, you know, try to, you know, push out the homeless people that were down there and stuff. But, man, I don't know what the hell they did that night, but they did something to piss them off.
The basement, the lower levels of the building, something I know that you have mentioned previously on our other program, but for the listeners of this show who have not heard about it, talk about the darker elements of the basement and some of the discoveries that have been made down there through the course of the renovations.
I just found this out. Apparently they used to do seances, or they used to do cult stuff down there. Because he didn't want to talk about it there for a while, the contractor. So he told me a while back when we were doing our rounds and stuff, I actually heard through the video, like, saying, you know, you're right, you know, the voice. They walked into the old wine room when they were cleaning out, and it was literally knee-high with animal bones. And it wasn't, like, just any ordinary animal bones. It was chicken bones. It was cat bones. It was dog bones. And they even think they even found a human femur down there. Like, I'm pretty sure they used to do some kind of occult stuff down there. Mm-hmm. And it was right next to the room where they found where the ceiling was burnt and found out that 10 homeless people were set afire in there.
You had alluded to a while back that there was some suspicion that there were areas of the basement where mob activity had taken place or disposal of bodies. Was that ever confirmed, or what did you find out there?
I haven't heard anything else about that. I've asked the contractor many times. I think it's just a point of where they're like, you know what, we need to keep hush-hush about this. Mm-hmm. Because every time I ask, they're like, well, we don't know what's going on, I haven't heard anything else about it, and that's the end of it. But I don't understand why a building like this would have an incinerator in it. The only reason I would think somebody would have an incinerator down here would be to get rid of evidence. This mm-hmm. building should have never, ever had an incinerator built into it. Like, there's no way. And it wasn't originally part of the building either. It was built during the 30s and 40s. And that was during the mob era down here. So I'm guessing that was just a way of, hey, let's go ahead and get rid of evidence. Mm-hmm.
It's an assumption that's being made, but some pieces that have been put together to make that assumption that seem to hold some credence as to why that would possibly be there. With the entities, obviously, it sounds like there's far more than just the little girl that is in this building. By your estimation, what are you dealing with in this building? How many? Can you put a number on it with the amount of things that are going on there, or the amount of entities that are there?
I believe that the owner is still here. I believe that, to be honest, because, you know, with all the stuff that's happened after after they started, you know, refabbing and all that, I think he's still here just to make sure that everything's run correctly and, you know, things are being done the way it should be. I think he was more or less, when they first started, I think he was just worried that they were going to either destroy it or whatnot. But I think once he seen and knew that they were actually good intentions, I think most of it's been letting off. But there for a while, man, it was horrific. And I know for sure there has to be at least 15, 20. They had a lady a while back, and she said she could do psychic stuff, and she even proved it to the lady in the office. She told her a bunch of stuff that, you know, she never met this lady, and she walked up her and she's like, I don't believe in none of that stuff. She goes, okay, give me a real quick minute. She like rubbed her eyes real quick and then looked up. She goes, okay. And she started explaining to her cousin that passed away, and then the older lady that was standing next to her. And she goes, and then when she's like, how would you know that, you know, stuff like that. And she goes, the lady that is no longer in the office asked her. She goes, "I got a question." She goes, "This place is haunted." And she goes, "Oh yes, hon." She goes, "Do you know how many people are here or lost?" And she goes, "Honey, they have to be in the hundreds." She goes, "Every time I come here to go get my mail," she goes, "I will look down because I can't stand the sight of looking up." And she goes, "Well, can you tell us why?" And she goes, "Because they're begging for help and there's nothing I can do." She goes, there's kids, there's older men, there's older women. She goes, there's all kinds of age age range. And she goes, there's nothing I can do. You need like a priest or something to come in here and send them on their way because there's nothing I can do." And I had a dream a while back about that where I was sitting in my guard post, looked up, heard somebody saying, "Help me," screaming, "Help me." And I didn't think too much of it, looked back down, and I heard it even louder. So finally, I stood up, and literally a hole opened up in the middle of the lobby, and there was people crawling out of it, screaming, "God, help me, please help me." And like I couldn't sleep right for a week afterwards. Like, it really messed me up. And they're all trying to reach out for me and screaming. Like, I woke up crying when I had that dream, because at that point I knew these people needed help, but again, there's nothing I can do. I've asked the building if we can get a priest in here or something. They said, "Well, once, construction's done, we're going to try to get a priest in here and help as many as we can pass over." But that dream, I can't even explain to you what they were calling out. It was literally a black hole in the middle of the floor. And down by the little bit where the opening of the hole was, it was kind of red. There was no fire or anything coming out. It was just them screaming and crying. Some of them had bullet wounds in their heads. Some of them had, stab wounds. Some of them had, like, needle marks, and some of them had needles stuck in their arm. And they were just screaming and crying, asking for me to help them, please. And it really messed me up. Like, I think that changed me a little bit on the inside, because I've never experienced something like that. And then just to see that, and, like, I could feel, like, them trying to reach out for me and asking for my help. And, again, I couldn't do anything. And that really hurt me, because I even seen kids coming out the hole, and they're screaming and crying for their mom and dad. And there's, it really fucked me up.
Why do you believe, or did the psychic put any information out there about why she believes there are so many tortured souls in this one location?
She brought up, due to like, because it was like a high crime rate a while back, even in the 70s, and it was kind of a high crime rate because, heroin and stuff like that. Most of them were either drug overdoses or killed because of drugs, or, there's a couple in there that didn't really get the Passover. Something kind of caught their attention on the way up, or, to be judged, and they got lost. But most of it's due to, like, overdoses, murders, and suicides.
Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of sadness and overwhelming sense of it.
Yeah.
With that can sometimes be confusing when you have a haunted location with such sadness that comes from humans. Sometimes that can be misdiagnosed as there's something demonic or something dark that was not human that is lingering in a location. And I believe in some cases there are those sort of things that are there. But it can also be a combination of just that, an incredible amount of human sadness that still lingers. In your opinion, do you feel that this building is inhabited mainly by the living that are in a very sad, dark state? Or is there something else there that, in fact, maybe was never human and is possibly the D word, demonic, in that building?
I think it's a little bit of both. The before they came in here, and when they first came in here, they were like, "Yeah, something's wrong with this building," as in like it not being taken care of properly. The police that got called here for an incident actually stopped and started going through people's apartments. I think living in that kind of way will do something to a person, because it's more or less living in filth. Like, mm-hmm. if you take somebody and put them in that for like years and years, it's eventually going to pretty much just, slowly tear at them. But again, man, I can put, I'll swear to you right now, there is something demonic in that basement. I'm not going to lie to you. There is something really bad in that basement. There's been too many incidents where people have been scratched, hit, slapped, there's, you know, multiple accounts where people go down to the basement where they used to burn coal, and they walk out, you know, after just changing light bulb, and have a scratch, three scratches going from the between their shoulder blades all the way down to the crack of their ass or on their ass cheek, you know. And there's it's a big enough scratch to where it leaves blood.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be something down there with all the stuff that's been going on. You know, we still get to where there's that one door that blocks off the whole bottom part of the building, and it'll be a guard on there, and that door will slam and open to the point where the guard has to go, all right, I'm done with this. He has to walk outside real quick until it's finished, or walk upstairs to like, okay, that's enough, I'm done, and then they'll come back down once it's done. There has to be there has to be something dark down there. There's been too many murders down there in that basement, you know, from a guy who was doing drugs with the lady. Apparently she got a bad batch or something, and she started stabbing him for no reason, and then burned his body down there, and then pretty much robbed him. And then from all the other stuff that's happened down there, just too many people, too many stories coming out of that basement to where they go down there and they're getting scratched, or they'll listen to, they're on a phone call and the other person say, who's that with you? You know, they're breathing really heavily, and they're like, well, I'm alone. They're like, well, you need to get the fuck out of that basement, because you can hear somebody breathing really heavy while they're on the phone. And, you know, the contractor even took down there and recorded it, and all you can hear is like an angrily growl or an angrily breathing, like someone's really pissed off.
Do you believe, from being in this building now for a period of time, has anything ever followed you home from the building?
Yes. I believe, like, it's to a point now. There's some days that I can feel different, like, emotional-wise. Some parts of the building I'll walk through and I'll just start feeling like I gotta cry. Or, you know, I'll get really pissed off for no reason. And then there's nights where I feel like I'm not myself, and I'm carrying stuff with me. And, you know, I think I carried something to the house a while back. I think it was that little girl I carried home, because my daughter, you know, we took a couple videos. You know, I bought them a couple toys and like a ball pit, and they were playing in it. And I was doing a video, and then there's white lights just shooting all around. I kind of threw it off as maybe it was dust, but I changed my mind when I seen one of the little lights stop midair and then turn and then go the other way. And I was like, well, that's not dust. That's something else. And then my daughter, she would not sleep in that room. And she's three, and I have a one-year-old that would sleep in that room. And it got so bad one night that I literally had to bring both of them out in our room. And I went in there and, again, wasted almost a whole stick of sage. And after that, they were fine. They would go back in there. Then a couple of days later, it ran right back up. Now it's to the point where I ended up moving my daughter, my three-year-old, downstairs into her grandpa's and grandma's room. And now my youngest stays in our room. But I walked in there one night because my one-year-old was screaming like something scared the shit out of her. Like it terrified her. I walked in there and I said, you know, I'm done with this shit. I want you out the fucking house now. You're not welcome here. After that, I have not heard nobody walking in there. I even said, you know, I went to the Bible real quick, read a couple of verses. After that, I've not heard nobody in there. I've not, you know, my daughter is fine. We started making her sleep back in there. I think last couple of days she's been sleeping there. She'll sleep through the whole night, and it's fine now. I don't know what the fuck was in there, but it was messing with my daughters. I know you have kids, but it's just at a point where you have the affection and that, you know, that to them kids, that once something happens like that, you literally feel useless as a parent, because there's nothing you can do. Like, if the person was real, that's fine. I could probably kick their ass or, you know, throw them out the house or something. But there's nothing I could have done to, you know, to help protect them, because I work in a building that people, you know, that, you know, they're suffering and stuff. But again, man, I just felt useless as hell. I even felt on the, you know, a little bit of a like a dark spell there for a little bit. Like I was down. I felt like I had no energy whatsoever. And then something snapped at me, and I just walked in there and I was like, I'm fucking done with this shit. You need to leave the house now. And did what I did. And it feels a lot calmer now. And then the atmosphere changed there. So I'm guessing something in there moved on or whatever hell it went. I'm just glad it's not in there no more, because now my daughter, my one-year-old, can sleep in there. You know, it's just, it took an emotional toll on me and my girlfriend, because there for a while we didn't really believe that anything was in there. We just thought my daughter was watching, you know, too many ghost stories or stuff like that on, you know, on the Travel Channel or something like that. And there for a while, I would stay up late at night and my girlfriend wake up real quick and see a little girl standing behind me. Or we'd wake up and there look like my oldest is standing at the end of the bed, and I'd get up real quick and then look at the end of the bed. Nobody's there. I go in there real quick, check on my daughter. She's dead asleep. So I'm pretty sure a little girl was there. I'm pretty sure she probably didn't mean nothing harmful. She was probably just lonely and just wanted somebody to play with, because she kept trying to wake my oldest up to play with her. And my oldest kept telling her, no, I don't want to play with you. I want to go to bed. And so I'm right now, I'm just happy there's nothing left in that room that I know of. And I have me saying that, I'm pretty sure I probably am seeing some shit tonight or something.
It's difficult to say if it's done or not. For yourself, I know you had mentioned over the several months that you've been sharing these stories with us of kind of almost coming to a breaking point of your employment there, of saying, I'm done, I'm not going to do this anymore. What has kept you there all this time? And is there a point where you're going to say, I don't want to be here anymore? What's keeping you there?
More or less just, I figure we know once the building's done, we can just get somebody to come here and help them. I guess it's just pulling at the softer side of me. Like, I really want to help these people. I don't think people deserve to be stuck somewhere that they're not happy. Like, I have utmost respect for this building, and I enjoy what I do, but sometimes this shit can get a little hairy. But, you know, I believe that this place, you know, needs to be treated better. And I think, I think once stuff started changing is when they started finding out that, you know, I'm actually here to help with the building and stuff, just like with the contractor. You know, I haven't been seeing much stuff. Like, I will see some stuff, you know, I'll be like, you know, I haven't seen nothing in a while, and then sure enough, like, I'll literally watch something form in the middle in front of me and walk through a door, and I'm like, oh, cool, and then walk on about my business.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Glenn, the security officer, discussing securing the dead. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Vrusky. Thanks for listening.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.